There were two young boys of 11 years in 1951, and one of them was Edgar Connor. Edgar Connor and his brother Paul, the two brothers, sons of Mr. Edgar V. Connor, Ezra V. Connor, they lived in the Louise de Cognolistraat, and they were involved in looking at these folks from Trinidad, and they, as 11-year boys, decided to help to transport the pants to the home of Shushu Baby. And there, the really birth started of the steel pan business. Don't forget that we didn't have any television because Till the Rubber started in 1961. We had hardly any newspapers. The Trinidadians were listening to the radio only. Even the BBC was sending, especially for the English Islands. And our radios started in 1954. We didn't have any newspapers that were regularly distributed. We had something called Arubaanse Courant in Dutch. We had every 14 days as a news. And in 1952, we started with an English newspaper called The Local, and that was all we had. And we had some newspapers from Curaçao. La Union was a cattle paper, and Amigo, of course, and Bursa Newspaper, but that was only for a small group. So what happened in that time, Leonard Turner, Shushu Baby, he told Edgar Connor, the father of Lee and Nico, let's start up an orchestra. And they started with the orchestra. That time, Edgar and Paul being 11 years. Just imagine. What happened? They introduced the steel band, and the steel band had its way up to 1954, when we officially announced that Aruba's Carnival was an official cultural activity. So the story on the steel band doesn't begin with the carnival. It started way before carnival, even before 1947. But it's another story for another time, next year. So what happened is, the era of steel band started in 1950, and it expanded to Aruba, and then we know the era ended about 1964. Just imagine, in 1964, in my years, a lot of us students went to study, so it died out. And there, in 1967, was born a new type of music that is called and known as Asambejo. And that resulted from not having steel band anymore. And nowadays, the history of Mr. Connor, the family Connor, has evolved that the districts that didn't know any steel band, as Tanquilinde, North, Paradeira, Santa Cruz, all of them are districts where not only the steel band music has evolved, but also they present, especially Bugurui, they have Tanquilinde and North, they have a special affection with the steel band music. But because there was a fight in the Trinidad invaded steel band, Aruba is blessed with the Connors. And from there on, in 1951, history has been told, and today we're celebrating the birthing of Edgar Connor.